aardvark who wasn't sure. Written by Jill Tomlinson and read by Maureen Lipman.
Chapter 1. What's termites? Pim was an aardvark. His mother said so. But Pim was a very new aardvark, and he was not at all sure what he was. At first he didn't care very much. He lived in his cosy dark burrow, and his mother fed him warm milk when he was hungry. Between his feeds he just slept, like most babies. But as he grew bigger, he began to notice things. One day he woke up to find that his mother wasn't there. He had thought that she was always with him. He shuffled around the burrow looking for her, but he couldn't find her. Then he found a sort of sloping tunnel. Perhaps she was up there. He began to shuffle along it, and then he heard scraping sounds. Something was coming down the tunnel towards him. He backed into the burrow just in time. His mother burst in, nearly knocking him over. "Pim," she said, "you're supposed to be asleep."
"You were supposed to be here,"
shouted Pim, who'd been rather frightened. "Where have you been?" "Where have I been? Getting food, of course. I have to eat sometimes." "Food?" said Pim. "Termites," his mother said. "You have milk now, but when you're bigger, you'll eat termites."
"Why?" said Pim. "Why will I eat termites?"
"Because you're an aardvark. Aardvarks eat termites. Now, do you want your feed, or are you going to ask silly questions all night?" Pim was hungry, so he had his feed. But as soon as his tummy felt full, he asked the question that was bothering him.
"What's termites?"
"Go to sleep," said his mother. "You'll find out soon enough."
"But what are they like?" Pim asked. "I only want to know."
"Oh, dear," said Pim's mother. "I have a feeling you're the kind who never stops wanting to know."
"Well," said Pim, "what's termites?"
"What are termites?" his mother corrected him. "Crawly things. They're very like ants. They live in big nests that we have to rip open. They're nice, termites. Soft and juicy. You'll like them."
"Rip open their nests?" said Pim. "How?"
"With the claws on our front feet. We're very strong, you know." "How do I know I'm very strong?" said Pim doubtfully. "Because you're an aardvark. Now go to sleep." Pim was very sleepy and dropped off almost at once. That evening his mother had a surprise for him. "Would you like to come with me tonight?" she asked him. "I think it's time you saw the world outside."
"Oh, yeah," said Pim. "And can I eat some termites?"
"Well, I don't think so," his mother said. "I shouldn't think you'd like them yet. But you can watch me so that you know what to do when you're big enough to get them yourself." So, a little later, Pim the aardvark followed his mother up the tunnel and stepped out just a little way into the African night. As far as he could see, the land stretched out flat and empty.
"The world is very big," Pim said, moving closer to his mother.
"It is," she said. "Now, be very quiet and listen. We have to see if it's safe to go out." Pim's mother stood very still and pricked up her long ears. Pim copied her. At first he could hear nothing, but soon he became aware of a soft swishing noise all around them. He looked at his mother. It didn't seem to be bothering her.
"What's that?" he asked her. "That whispering?"
"Just the grasses," she said. Suddenly there was a muffled roar. And then again.
"What's that?"
said Pim, quivering all over.
"A lion,"
she said. "It's all right. It's a long way away. I don't think it'll bother us. Now, let's see if you can run." Pim's mother began to move forward in a shambling gallop.